Hi, I'm Ann Frazier. Welcome to another edition of Bringing Hope to Alzheimer's. And I am sitting here with my good friend and my boss, Rob Ellerman.
We all know who the boss is. She's the boss.
No. So I'm on, as you guys know, I sell real estate full-time, and I also run my charity, Night of Hope. And so, Rob Ellerman, we joined your team about 7 months ago now.
Yeah, still so fairly new, right?
We are still fairly new. Yeah. But I will tell you and our listeners, being on your team has been really amazing. It was exactly what we were looking for, and in so many aspects, because I love that you already had so many things in place that were all things that we were trying to do and all the other things that come with just selling real estate in general. And so tell us a little bit about why you went into real estate and how things developed into this team, and what's the size of the team?
Oh, gosh. Put me on the spot with numbers. I like it. So I got into real estate right out of college. Mm-hmm. So the initial thought was to actually buy rentals and, you know, have a bunch of rental property and all of that. Realized really quickly that you had to make money in order to buy the properties. So started selling, and then about 7 years in, we started a team because I felt like some things were falling through the cracks and I couldn't handle everything. So, and then from there, you know, we got a couple of new construction neighborhoods, resale started to grow, and now we are in 12 offices across 5 states, and we have a little over 200 people on the team. So yeah, it's been really cool. It's fun. It's people say, are you stressed? And I'm like, no, we have great people on the team, as you can attest to.
Yep.
We have great staff members. We try to hire the best of the best, right? Mm-hmm. That's why we wanted you, right? So you and Mark. So yeah, it's been great. So that's kind of where we're at. We're still growing. We plan to keep growing, and we're having fun.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I'm always trying to bring my two worlds together, real estate and my charity, because we come across a lot of families that go through a loved one or a friend that has had Alzheimer's or dementia. And it's really great to be able to tie these two things together, my two loves. And that's one of the things that I loved about you is your heart for giving. You guys give to a lot of different charities, correct?
Correct. Yeah. We try to.
Yeah. I love how giving you are. I think that's what it's all about, because just to make money is great, but you want to share and you want to be able to give back. And you have become our number one supporter of the Night of Hope. And so tell everybody a little bit about your involvement with us, and then I'll speak to that.
Yeah. So somebody told me once early on that when you give, you get back trifold.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of took that to heart. And so I feel like if you look at my career, I feel like that, you know, we continue to grow and get better. And so I think some of that is because, you know, we're good people and we want to give back to the community and all of that. But for this specific charity, I had a really good friend that was a coworker. And she started like forgetting things, you know, and we noticed that she was forgetting like her keys in the bathroom and her phone in the bathroom and things like that, which was becoming consistent. But we thought, oh, that's normal, right? We're all getting a little older. And then I think the day that it really, really hit me was she stopped by my office, had a conversation with me, introduced me to one of her new teammates. And then she went around the office and talked to some other people and then came back and introduced me again.
Oh.
And it had been 10 or 15 minutes. And so me and the teammate kind of looked at each other like, something's wrong.
Yeah, something's
They were really good friends of ours. My wife and I hung out with them a lot. And unfortunately, she passed away. She was 59 or 60 years old.
So early onset.
Early, very young. Mm-hmm. So when you came on board and you're like, let's have breakfast, right? And do you know anybody that would support this? I was like, hey, this kind of hits close to home a little bit. So for that reason, and you, of course, yep. You know, we decided to jump in full. So,
right. Yeah. So that was really cool, because here's a couple things. So Jay Allen, as you know, started his tour last week. Myself and some of my teammates, we went down to Florida to see his first two opening concerts. So
very
February
cool.
1st and February 3rd down in Florida. And, you know, because of you and your generous donation, Jay is helping us get our word out, not just in Kansas City, but nationwide. Right. And so from every stage of his tour stop, he is telling a little bit of my story and letting people know that there is hope. And absolutely. Which normally Alzheimer's is a really hopeless disease. So it was really kind of cool. We would not have been able to do that without you. And you know, again, you're just such a generous and thoughtful person. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to align with you, not because I didn't know that you would do any of that, but just because that's just who you're known as in Kansas City. And you're known as having one of the best teams. And the things you do just for our community and for the team is just amazing. And I really appreciate that. It doesn't go unnoticed, for sure.
Well, this is a little embarrassing, right? So I don't normally like to just sit here and listen to all that, because I feel like it's somewhat our duty to give back, right? I mean, right. when you're blessed with a lot of things in life and, you know, things go well, I just think giving back is part of it. So yeah, so let's talk more about you and Mark and how great you are.
Well, and that's the other thing, is I like the humbleness. Like you had the opportunity, because of your donation, to speak at my gala, and you're like, I don't want to speak. Like, you're humble. You're like, I just want to help out. We still would love you to speak, though. But
you can tell I'm not very good at this.
Oh, hush. Yeah. No. So you've seen Alzheimer's, and like you said, your friend who was diagnosed, you know, early. If people can find this and detect it early on, the better their chances are, now that we know your potential of reversal is really high. Not everyone's going to be able to reverse. There's all different kinds of dementias, but it does take a lot of work. And some of the things that you noticed in your friend were things that I was noticing, right? Mm. I was starting to do some things that, you know, there's two stages before full-blown Alzheimer's. There's SCI, which is subjective cognitive impairment, and then MCI, which is mild cognitive impairment, which there's nothing mild about it. And then it goes into full-blown Alzheimer's. And so that's the whole reason I do what I do, is because by telling people stories and being able to give information on this podcast and the other things that we do, it's a great time for us to be able to let people know. So if they have a coworker in the office that they're starting to see some of these things, you can say, hey, you know what? I don't know if you're having some issues or not. Maybe check this podcast out, or maybe check out this charity. And people can go, oh, maybe I need it. Because it's really scary when those things are happening. And for a long time, you know they're happening.
Right.
And then there comes a time when you don't know they're happening.
Yeah.
You're doing it and you don't realize you're missing things.
Yeah. I wish I had that, because I know, you know, we talked to, it was a mom and daughter team, Gert McGrath and Cammy Borchers, who, mm-hmm. you know, both are gone now and we love dearly. But we always talked to the mom and said, please get checked. Something's going on, you know, and they would go get checked, and it was blood work's fine. You know, it was all of that. But just even the movie night we had not too long ago kind of just opened my eyes to, you know, all of the natural things that you could do. And I'll be honest, like going into the movie night, my thought process was, I'm sure it's going to be just all diet and you eat right and all that. And there was so much more to it than just diet. Diet's a big part of it.
It is a big part of it.
But it really opened my eyes to, like, oh, there's a lot of other things out there on top of that you need to be doing. So I think that movie was something that I wish I could have handed off and said, watch this.
Right. Well, it actually is now, as of November 15th, people can purchase it on Prime and Apple. Mm. And so what we're talking about is, there's a documentary that Dr. Dale Bredesen, who is, his plan is the plan that I follow that has helped me reverse. And so he did a documentary that was available to the public on November 15th. And so he's giving the stories of five different people and their journey through finding out that they had Alzheimer's or MCI, and then reversing that. And again, there's the potential of reversal, right? There is no cure. And so you have to stay on the plan. And that's another thing that you did for us that I thought was really cool. Your marketing team, Donna and Ava and Taylor, how they just like grasped hold, and they just made it just such a phenomenal night, and really just were all in on it. And
rock stars.
Yeah, they are. And that's, again, part of why we love your team, is you just have incredible people in the right seats on the bus, you know, and that's what it's about, is putting people where they're going to shine.
Yeah.
And they're fantastic.
I know. So every event we do, it's like people will come up to me and go, man, you did so good with this. And I'm like, I didn't do anything. We have a great staff. So yeah, they knock it out of the park with all of that stuff.
Everything you do is just stellar. It's 100%, and I love that.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Higher, smarter than you, right?
There
always
you go.
The key.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to return back to the podcast in just a moment. But we wanted to do a quick infomercial and we wanted to tell you that we are looking for sponsors for our podcast. So if you or anyone you know have been affected by Alzheimer's and you're loving our podcast, then we would absolutely love to talk to you. You know, we are not only, we're based here out of Kansas City, but we have listeners all over the United States and in fact, all over the world, which is really fun and exciting to see where people tune in from. So France, Australia, all kinds of different places. And that's really, really cool to see our reach go so far. And we are hoping to take our podcast to 2 days a week. So in order to do that, we are looking for some podcast sponsors. So if you or anyone you know would love to have an infomercial about your wonderful company, we would love to spotlight you. And so please reach out to us and at email us at info@thenightofhope.com. And we will reach out to you and we can talk about all the different levels that we have. You can sponsor for 1 month, 3 months, or a year. We'd love to talk to you about that. So thanks so much. And again, reach out to us by emailing us at info@thenightofhope.com. Thanks so much. Now we'll return back to the podcast. What else do you want to say about real estate, about the Rob Ellerman team? What else do you want people to know about you?
Oh, gosh. You know, somebody asked me the other day, you know, what do you want people to remember about you? And I said, you know, I think just being a good person, giving back to the community, always trying to help the agents, the community, the clients, all of that. I mean, that's really what we try to do. And I think that's what makes us successful, mm-hmm. right? If you go out there and to be honest, if you want to speak at the gala and say, you know, hey, we're the team that did this and it's, you know, use us to buy real, like, it, I don't know. I feel like it loses a little bit.
Right. So I can get up there and brag about you.
Absolutely. Okay. You can. But yeah, so, you know, we have to market and we want, you know, some recognition on things, obviously, because that's part of what you do to sponsor and things. But I think if you really do it from the kindness of your heart, more so than the marketing piece of it, then that's where the success follows. And obviously, we have a great team. We're in 5 different states now. And so, you know, anybody out there looking to buy or sell a house, mm-hmm. I mean, call Ann. She'll lead you in the right direction.
That's
so,
right.
But yeah, so I think that was it. Just and then I think I told somebody this the other day and they sent like a Taylor Swift quote yesterday. And she said something to the effect of like, you know, just being a good person and helping people and stuff is a great legacy to leave. And mm-hmm. and she was like, you stole her quote. And I'm like, wait a minute, she stole my quote.
Yeah, so you're older than her.
Yeah,
you said it first.
Yeah, I said it first. So yeah, I think that's it. I think just, you know, because, you know, real estate people over the years have come and gone. Sales happen. And then 20 years from now, nobody remembers the sales that happened. You know what I mean? So
right.
I think if you leave something bigger than that, it's more important than the actual volume. And I mean, we've done really well, and especially in Kansas City here, right? I mean, we've been number one for a lot of years and massive volume that is kind of, you know, shocking at times.
Yeah.
But when that's all said and done, nobody's going to remember, you know, 2023 and how many sales you made and all that stuff. It's about, you know, what did you leave behind? So
right. Yeah. It's about your name. You know, yeah. you always want a good name for the right reasons.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just want to touch on one point. You said that you guys are in 5 states. And so what a lot of people don't realize is if somebody did want to buy or sell through the Rob Ellerman team and they were working with you do a unique thing where you let us be the Fraser team powered by the Rob Ellerman team, which is super, super cool. But in any of the states, we have listeners all around the world. I don't know if you knew that or not, but
cool.
We have people who are listening to us in other countries. So if somebody is listening to us in another state or another country, and they wanted to find a great real estate agent to help them buy or sell, or they're getting ready, their job's moving them somewhere and they don't know anyone, they can contact me.
Absolutely.
And through your awesome network and through Reese Nichols' network, we're able to find them a fantastic agent. And if there are any of those 5 states that you're located, then we can get them with, we know, somebody who will be the best.
Absolutely. So. And, you know, what's cool about that is we have sister companies all over the world. And so a lot of times we can call brokers in those areas and say, you know, who's your best agent, who, you know, like you may have a specific agent you want to work with, like in a certain area. You may even say, I want a, a female between this age or a male or, you know, whatever you think your real estate agent needs to be to fit, you know, your lifestyle and everything. So we can do that and usually just peg a really good one right off the bat.
Exactly.
So instead of going and interviewing five or six, and I mean, we should make some kind of deal today, like maybe a percentage of the profits on the referral go back to the Night of Hope or something.
Oh, well, I love that.
I mean, yeah.
I love that. Absolutely. Yeah. Did you all hear that?
So if you call Ann and buy or sell a house, you know, part of that money that would come back on the referral, we could give back to the charity. So
you're so great. I love smart people.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Or allergic to money. I just give it away. I don't know. One of the two.
There you go. Anything else you want to say?
I think we're good. I appreciate what you do. I love having your team. I mean, the whole team too, not just you and Mark. I mean,
right.
Everybody's great.
Yeah.
And even, you know, getting to meet some of the spouses at the kickoff party and stuff. And they're just thrilled to be on the team as well. So that's really cool. And then what you do with Night of Hope is just awesome. And I know when you took me to breakfast, you kind of thought you were just asking for some names of people who might donate.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what, this does hit really close to home. So it was kind of fun to jump in, and I think you might have shed a tear even. So I, happy tears.
Right. Absolutely.
She doesn't cry.
No, I do. I appreciate you. Thank you for everything. Just giving us the opportunity to be on your team and for all the things you're doing for Night of Hope too. It really does mean a lot to me.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, I appreciate you being here today, and thank you all for joining us. And we will look forward to seeing you next time on Bringing Hope to Alzheimer's.